You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. Someone once said, the very meaninglessness of life forces man to create his own meaning. Mario Beauregard in Brain Wars, The Scientific Battle Over the Existence of the Mind. He said emotions can even affect whether certain genes are turned on or off, altering, for example, our body's response to stress. Whatever you do, you must bring meaning to it. Every journey, every situation, relationship, and experience holds only the meaning you give it. Nothing more, nothing less. It doesn't matter what your parents think about it, what your folks, what your brother thinks about it, what your girl thinks about it, what your coworkers think about it. Everything, the only meaning that it has is the meaning you give it. It will take on the shape and the color and the contours that you give it. So I challenge you, starting today, to do all things with flying colors. Win with flying colors. Love with flying colors. Make love and fall in love with flying colors. Give from your heart space with flying colors. To do a thing with flying colors means you do it with distinction. With distinction, right? To be extremely successful with flying colors. To pass with flying colors means to be extremely successful. To achieve something that is difficult, to excel. It derives from when ships would return home with their colors, another word for flags, right? Flying to show they had been victorious. So if they made it back to the homeland and they were flying the flags, they were flying colors, right? It doesn't get easier. Nothing. Grief, adulting, growing older is growing closer to being obsolete and aging out. And as you get older, there are going to be people who are close to you that are going to begin to fall away. They're going to begin to age and get sick, and some are going to die. As you get older, you're going to start hearing about co-workers and people you went to school with or people you grew up with in your old neighborhood who, you know, may get in car accidents or you know, get taken by cancer or stroke or you name it. Nothing gets easier. You get stronger, wiser, and you learn to adapt. You learn to tuck and roll. You learn to limp through pain and being uncomfortable because you begin to learn just how temporary just about everything is. See, everything is temporary. Emotions, thoughts, people, and scenery. Frida Kahlo said, nothing is absolute. Everything changes. Everything moves. Everything revolves. Everything flies and goes away. And when the truth of that fertilizes itself in your consciousness, you learn to worry less and less and less. You just stop giving a fuck about what other people think. You stop caring about outcomes that are outside of your domain and outside of your control, right? You learn to take things with a grain of salt and to put things in perspective. Noticing items to be grateful for is the antidote to apathy. So I always say, if you're having a bad day, or you're going through a breakup, or let's say you lost your job, you got fired, or let's say you got some bad news from the doctor, whatever it is, immediately, for me, I'm a visual person and I'm a writer, so writing is my preferred strong method of manifestation and changing my mood and altering my consciousness. But you will know what your thing is. But fewer things can defeat gratitude. And what that really means is, for me, it's taking out a sheet of paper or typing it or whatever you need to do, but writing it with your hands really is a little bit more powerful. And you just start writing all the things that you're grateful for in the face of whatever that negative, low vibrational, dark, ominous day or experience is presenting. Just start speaking all the things you're grateful for. You got breath in your lungs. It could be a lot worse. You're alive. Your legs work. You have a car, right? You have a roof over your head. You have food on your table. You have clean water. Some people lost everything a couple of months ago in a storm. Some people, their whole shit was washed away in a flood, right? You still have all your faculties about you. And as you begin to speak all the things that you're grateful for and write them down and take a look at them, you begin to realize, you know what, really? Like, my good days really do low-key outweigh my bad days. Like, yeah, things are going to come up. You're going to have some moments. You're going to have some dark clouds. That comes with life, baby. That's part of the journey. It's included in the package. But when you begin to notice all the things, I mean, itemize everything bullet point by bullet point to be grateful for, that you're thankful for, that you don't want to take for granted, that's when you begin to overcome and really be the boss of your reality, of your feelings, of your moods, of your thoughts, of your even I would say of your consciousness, right? Rumi said, the art of knowing is knowing what to ignore. The art of knowing, to really know, is to know what to pay attention to, what not to pay attention to. Because it's a lot of shit coming at us on a day-by-day basis, moment-by-moment basis. All of these apps are competing for your focus and your attention, hoping that you can spend every waking second and minute and hour of your day focused and lending your attention and your energy to what they are selling. Being calm about everything allows your mind to find solutions. Calmness is also a state of trust. Instead of overthinking and overreacting, you just surrender for that moment and allow yourself to receive guidance for what doesn't make sense. Sometimes you just gotta be still, right? And see, because here's the thing. Everything great, everything monumental that is for you is going to come through a thought or an idea or an inkling, right? But you have to be able to hear it. And if you don't ever take the time to just really be still, turn all this shit off and listen to the inner voice and listen to your instinct and listen to your intuition and listen to the God within, you'll never pick it up. You'll miss it. It's not going to yell at you. It's not going to beat you over the head. It's not going to chase you down. It's going to speak, and either you receive it or you don't. Either you hear it or you don't. Do you realize your genetics predict your success so much less than your daily rituals do? It really comes down to deciding what your future is going to look like. How much money are you trying to make? What type of home are you trying to live in? What neighborhood are you trying to live in? What kind of cars are you trying to drive? How are you trying to dress? What are the things you do on a day-to-day basis? Where are you going out to eat? Where are you going on a vacation? What does your husband look like? What does your wife look like? What do your future children look like? What things do you do? Do you play tennis? Do you go to Kentucky Derby? Do you sit up and smoke, you know, cigarettes all day, every day, and sit in front of the TV? Or are you doing things? Are you working out? What is that body looking like? What is your mind looking like? What are your friendships and your relationships and your conversations consisting of? And once you have a clear picture of what that looks like, you want to order your steps every single day to gear your life and to steer your trajectory to ultimately get you there. And I'm going to talk about that. Stay with me. Install world-class habits and you'll experience world-class results. Excellent habits, excellent results. Impeccable habits, impeccable results. Shoddy habits, shoddy results. Inconsistent habits, inconsistent results. You doing it sometimes, you never working out, you never really tracking your progress, you're not going to see anything happen. The pros get this. Everybody who's great, from Serena Williams, Kobe Bryant, you name whoever your favorite hero, actor, actress, athlete, whatever, whoever your favorite gladiator, titan is, they've been in the game a long time. I can guarantee you that. They've devoted their life to it. And they've stuck with it, no matter what the economy was doing, no matter who was in office, whether they were married or single, whether they had children or not, whatever they were going through, they stuck to their craft, they stuck to their sport, they stuck to their thing because they stuck to their habits. Whether that's getting up at 5 a.m. every day and going to shoot shots or going to work out and run and do laps and whatever you need to do and eat a certain kind of way, they stick with that to get those immaculate results. It's not magic. It's not Illuminati. It's not witchcraft. It's just motherfuckers sticking to a routine because it works if you work it, right? Only people who don't understand this are ineffective people. Unsuccessful, ineffective people don't understand successful, effective people. Because they don't talk the same language. They don't do the same things. Working out, just that one thing, working out is one of the finest methods and effective, efficient methods known for multiplying your productivity and prosperity. I'm not saying you got to go out and get a gym membership. Do what works for you. If you have an exercise bike, you got a Peloton, whatever you got to do, you can go outside in your neighborhood, whatever you have access to. As long as you're sweating, you're getting your heart rate up, you're working your muscles, you're working and moving your bones. Your body was designed to move, not sit in a fucking chair all day in front of a screen. And to be on your ass all day is almost the equivalent of smoking cigarettes. It really is. And so two things happen when you work out. When you work out, you're building your brain. Brain cells are being created and nourished and filled with fresh oxygen and blood. And you're also building and restoring your heart. Your heart and your brain benefit from exercise. It's not even about losing weight, gaining weight, building muscle. Yeah, you can, you know, tweak it to do those things. But the two things it's going to do is benefit your brain, make you smarter, make you think more clearly, and it's going to benefit your heart. And it's also going to benefit your mood. Namely, if you're going outdoors and getting fresh air and sunshine and sunlight. Trust me, I'm telling you. The people who have built their bodies out, they can tell you. You'll reduce the fear hormone cortisol in your system, release the inspirational neurotransmitter dopamine, and recalibrate serotonin, which kickstarts your joy. That's where happiness starts. That's where, you know what, I feel good. I'm in a good mood, right? Greatness is more about evolution versus revolution. So what that means is small daily little optimizations and tweaks and changes here and there every day, when done consistently over time, are going to deliver you the results. I promise it's going to go over and beyond your expectations, because what happens is, as you start picking up your daily activities, whether that's, you know, working on your affirmations, working out, going to the gym, working on your business, working on your book, working on your relationship, whatever it is, working on whatever you're lending your energy to every day, over time, it's going to get capital gains. It's going to build momentum. And so you may go from 1% improvement every day to all of a sudden you're seeing quantum leaps of 25%, 50% better. And then within a couple of years, you're automatically better than everybody else who's on their ass not doing shit and not consistent. You've already beat out them at whatever it is. And then again, you consistent with it and stick with it over years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever it is, consistency, you're going to see results that you cannot even imagine. You can either do great things in a great way, or you can make excuses. But baby, you cannot and you will not do both. You can produce magnificent work. You can own your craft. You can own your calling. You can own your lane and lift our world, because that's really what we need more of. We don't need anybody else on bullshit. We don't need anybody else talking about it and not being about it. We don't need any more bums. We don't need any more people that just sit up and soak up oxygen and offer the world nothing. So you can either do great things in a great way, or you can make excuses, but you can't do both. You can produce magnificent work, you can own your craft, or you can be around energy stealers and dream crushers and negative naysayers, but you can't do both. Carl Jung said, where your fear is, there your task is. What do you fear? What do you fear? Because I'd be willing to bet money that everything that you fear is something that exists only in your mind. In your imagination. People fear, what if my dude leaves me? What if my dude leaves me? My girl leave me? What if my job, I gotta get to work. They might fire me. All of these things are potential outcomes, but they only exist in your mind. Because the reality is, that's what fear is, right? So, think about your imagination. You are the only one who can put things in your imagination or determine how long something stays in your creative mind. And you do that by what you read, what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're eating, the environment you find yourself in, the neighborhood you find yourself in, even to an extent, the socioeconomic crowd that you surround yourself with. I hate to say it, but certain people, they spend a lot of money to live in certain communities and subdivisions and neighborhoods and zip codes, because they know the power that comes with that, just being in proximity to affluence and wealth and prosperity. Versus when you go outside and all you see is people begging, and you see crackheads, and you see dope fiends and dope addicts, and you see people on the block, on the corner, slumming and bumming, and all you see is broke, you know, check cash in places, and cheap food, and cheap chicken joints, and, you know, there's bust down, broke down houses, everything is ran down looking, weeds growing, trash, litter, garbage in the streets. That plays on your imagination. It plays on your consciousness, and it keeps you in an atmosphere, in an energetic space of poverty. and lack. And it really just, it doesn't benefit you. It really doesn't. Because you don't have anyone in that environment that's pushing you or pulling you to say, this ain't it. Because everybody is just okay and comfortable in sloth and filth. And so Lao Tzu reminds us, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. It can be no other way. Because a lot of times, again, if you're worried or you're afraid, you're thinking about the possibility of something. Because once something happens, you just, you know, you deal with it. But if you're depressed, a lot of times you're still thinking about the past. Oh, I'm depressed because my money isn't the same. My relationship isn't the same. My living situation isn't the same. Something has changed. You're in the past. Baby, that version of you is gone. So you got to release that. And if you're anxious, oh, you know, what am I? You're thinking about a day that may never even come. And so when you're just sitting in this present moment, you can't do anything but be at peace because you're not thinking about what's behind you. You can't change it. So why worry about it? And you can't concern yourself about tomorrow. Plan for the best. Hope for the best. Put forth your best foot forward, but you can't worry about it. There are no two ways about this. Here is the truth. When you want to run, stay. When you want to hide, open up. When you think you're done, go a little further. Because I promise you, baby, you got more in your tank. We oftentimes, we have so much more in our tank. And a lot of times when you start feeling tired or you start feeling exhausted of a situation, namely something mental, it's just, you're just tapping. You're not even tapping into your reserves. You know, like a lot of times we're so blessed to live in a time and in a place where we have food readily at our fingertips. You don't really know what it's like to go without, to starve for days on end. Yeah, maybe somebody listening to this, a few people have experienced that potentially, but most people, your body, the longest you've gone without eating is just a really taking a nap, going to sleep early and waking up late. And most of that time you were asleep, so you didn't feel the hunger. So what I want you to understand is when you go for a while without food, anybody who's fasted for any extensive amount of time knows this. When you fast and you're just drinking water and you don't eat, the most difficult time will be the first 24 hours. If you can get past the first 24 hours, because you're going to start feeling it. You know, your body, your mind is going to tell you it's time to eat. Around this time, we eat. Around this time, we have coffee. Around this time, you have, you know, you have your whatever, right? You have your muffin or your afternoon pick-me-up, your latte, your chai, whatever you do, whatever your thing is, right? But if you can go 24 hours, you're going to feel hungry. You're going to feel hunger pains. Your stomach might growl at you. You may even get a hunger headache. You might get a migraine. But if you can push past those first 24 hours into the next day, all of a sudden, you're going to get a burst of energy like you have never imagined. And that's your body doing it because it's now tapping into your reserves, your reservoir of energy. And the same thing happens with our minds, our mindset, our productivity, what we're capable of doing, what we're capable of withstanding. A lot of times, again, if you can push past that first threshold, you're going to see that you got so much more in your reserves. The body, the mind is going to want to tell you to quit because your mind wants to protect you. Your mind and your body and every cell in your body wants to protect you. Its job is to keep you from dying. So anything that remotely feels like a threat to your survival, your mind is going to trigger fight or flight hormones. But push past. Start learning how to push past. There is never a need to get worked up about things you can't control. If you're the smartest person you know, it's time to know some new people. Do it with flying colors. If you're the most productive person in your community, on your workplace, at your job, in your office, in the building that you work, in your crew, in the group chat. If you're the most productive person, you're the one doing the most, producing the most, everybody, they really not doing as much as you, it's definitely time to find a new community. Here's why. Because we become our conversations, and our associations sculpt our destinies. Everybody around you makes around the same amount of money, give or take 5-10, maybe 5 or 10,000. But for the most part, who you spend the most time with, you guys, your lives are going to start to look alike. So if the people around you, I'm not clowning, but you know what I'm saying, if they kind of on the bottom and they don't really got shit, and they don't read shit, they don't go anywhere, they're not popping, they're not doing shit, they're not building anything. Guess what? You're gonna feel like you're doing a lot and that you popping because you're standing next to somebody that's not doing shit. You gotta get around people that are doing more than you and more productive, smarter than you, doing more than you, better than you, wiser than you, stronger than you, have more than you, have experienced more than you, because they're going to start lifting you up. They're going to, just in the conversation alone, you're going to be like, damn, I got to get my weight up because I'm not shit next to them. And at first, initially, it'll hurt your little ego, but then you're going to start seeing how you get better. You talk better to yourself. Just conversation alone. People that are operating at a certain level, They dress a certain kind of way. They go to restaurants that smell a certain kind of way. They live in homes and communities that have a certain visual appeal that others don't. And that's just facts. So it's not about, you know, trying to be better than other people. It's trying to get proximity and get within proximity to those who can help propel you with flying colors. Our environment gently rubs off on us in ways we can't predict, in ways we can't understand. Our environment gently rubs off on us unknowingly. And a lot of times when I try to remind people of this, they'll say, oh, well, yeah, that's why, you know, I'm careful about who I have around me or have in my house. No, you need to be careful about the school you attend, the job you go to, the workplace you go to. How are the people talking? What is their language like? Is it uplifting? How do the people talk to their children? How do the people that you spend the most amount of time, the locations and the locales and the buildings and the cities and the villages and the communities that you find yourself in the most, where you drink the most water, where you use the bathroom the most, where you're sucking up the most oxygen, those three things, that is going to impact you in a major way, in huge ways you cannot possibly understand, because it's going to be happening unconsciously. That's why it's wise to understand the science in your astrocartography chart. Get hip to astrocartography, which basically says, in the same way your natal chart can kind of give you an idea of your strengths and your weaknesses and the kind of things that appeal to you and don't appeal to you, your nature and things that are not just far away from you. Astrocartography, your chart can tell you the locations and the cities based on the ley lines of the planet that resonate with your spirit better. I don't know about you, but when I go to Florida or I'm in California or I'm in Central America, something about the air and the water and the sunlight just does it for me. It feels good. I'm happier. You know, some people, when you go to the mountains, it rejuvenates you, it recharges your batteries. And then I've gone to cities where I feel miserable when I'm just driving through the city. I feel an energy, a spirit of depression resting on me, just driving through it. I want to get out of there. We've heard the concept of sundown towns and places that, you know, you can just feel when you're not wanted, when they don't want you there. You can feel the energy in environments. You can feel the energy of a city. You can feel the energy of certain neighborhoods. You can just feel something, because certain cities, states, and areas will make you feel more powerful and empowered than others. And the idea then is to try to get your ass in those places that make you feel powerful and empowered, and spend less time in those places that make you feel disempowered with flying colors. We must learn to form a shield using the best of ourselves to protect us from the worst of ourselves, Delia Steinberg Guzman said. You're already living something you once wanted to experience. Think about that. There is something in your life, perhaps many things, that you once prayed for. And this is now just a whole part of your reality, and you're chilling and loving it, and you perhaps have taken it for granted. Imagine what else you can bring to life. Remember how powerful you are. Consciously choose to have a happy life, one that is filled with love, laughter, incredible, amazingly good health, and success. Do it with flying colors. Because none of us knows the day or the hour when it's time for us to get in the box and check out of here. Start feeling worthy, valuable, and deserving of receiving the best that life has to offer. You deserve the best relationship, the most finest motherfucker on your arm. You deserve to be in the nicest clothes and eat the finest, healthiest, most delectable foods. And you deserve to drive the finest cars. And you deserve to live in the nicest, most comfortable, and aesthetically pleasing environments on this planet. Everything starts with how you feel about you. How you feel about yourself. And I don't mean that in an ethereal, deep, woo-woo way. I mean that in a very concrete, down-to-earth way. Every cell in your body listens to your thoughts and your words. Your thoughts have always been and will always be the source of your waking physical reality. Wherever you're putting your focus and your greatest amount of attention is building your physical reality. It's shaping and forming the men and women who are coming into your life, who's calling your phone, who's reaching out to you, who's noticing your social media, who's drawn to you. All of that is coming really from some things that are going on within you. That's why oftentimes we attract a certain type of relationship time and time again. Different people, same situations happening. And most people don't realize they're controlling that. And once you know how to really tweak your thoughts, you can really begin to ball out and have some fun with it. You can really begin to start drawing beautiful souls to yourself. Adventures, fun, excitement, love, intrigue, so much more. Do it with flying colors. Pay no mind to the fear of failure, because actually there are no real failures in the grand scheme of things. When you just really look over the course of your life, there are just experiences that teach you what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Experiences that teach you deep and powerful lessons about yourself. That's not a failure. It's just showing you, you know what? I don't like that, so I won't do that again. Or I like this, so I'm going to do more of this. Or I don't like being over here. Or I don't like working around this. Oh, I thought I wanted to go to school to do this, but it turns out, you know what? this shit gets on my nerves. That's what people call failures. It's just your life being redirected and your course correcting to get you to where you most would like to be, where you can be of the most service, where you can be of the most good, where you can utilize all of your talents and utilize all of your gifts. That's what people call failure. The impossible is generally simply the untried. Imagine what would happen if you stopped giving up and stop stopping and starting. And starting one project, halfway through you get bored or you get disillusioned or disenchanted and you stop that and you start doing some other shit. Or you start, oh, I want to do this, you know, I want to write a book. You start writing 3 pages, you get bored, you never go back to it. Oh, I want to start working out. I'm going to start working out, girl. I'm going to lose me some weight. And you get in and that weight ain't moving. And that scale, the number on that scale is not moving. And you start getting disillusioned and discouraged. And you say, you know what? I'm tired. It's, you know, whatever. I'll get to it when I get to it. And you never get back to it. What would happen if you stopped doing that? Walls are just gateways into growth. Your greatest struggle contains your next level of strength. Your greatest struggle. I mean, really dig deep. Whatever you are struggling with today. Whatever is on your mind, whatever keeps you up at night, whatever secretly bothers you, whatever you're secretly praying about that you don't speak about, and you know what I'm talking about, it contains your next level of where you are going. You are going to master the shit out of it because of the struggle that you're dealing with. Watch what I'm telling you. If it's your calling, it'll keep calling you. Because your true calling, it never stops calling you. It never stops calling you. It may change forms because, you know, life is changing. The way we did things has changed, but innately, most of those things have not changed. Just the way we do them has changed. The most important things in life have nothing to do with things. You're going to find the most important things in life are your relationships, your children, your child, your parents, your brother, your sister, the friendships you forged along the way, your village, your tribe, the people that cut for you, look out for you, your lovers, the loves and partnerships and, you know, your boo thang and your hubby and your and wifey. And these are the things that matter. All of this other shit can be replaced. You can get new cars, clothes, you name it, jewelry, phones, whatever. Shit is shit. Stuff here today, gone tomorrow means nothing. Your relationships are really what's important. Your income reflects your self-identity. I can tell by the way someone thinks about themselves just by the way they identify themselves, how they talk about themselves. Your impact reveals your personal story. Let that really marinate. Your income reflects your self-identity. If you don't think you're shit, nobody gonna pay you shit. If you don't think you're capable, nobody else is gonna think you're capable. And that's why a lot of times the people at the very top, people who are making a lot of money, successful, balling, a lot of times you listen to them, it's borderline arrogant. But to somebody who has low self-esteem and who's insecure, they're gonna find people who are successful to be very arrogant and full of themselves. No, they're not arrogant and full of themselves. They identify themselves as at the motherfucking top and that they the shit. And guess what? Their life reflects that. They don't care about what you think because you don't even think shit of yourself. And that's one thing that people who are think highly of themselves, that's why they only surround themselves with other people who think highly of themselves. Because when you start thinking highly of yourself, you won't even resonate with people who have low self-esteem and are insecure. Because just the way they talk is so defeatist. It's a turnoff. It's ugly. You're like, damn, you hard as hell on yourself. You know what I mean? Your impact reveals your personal story. What society calls impossible, the visionary sees is we just haven't tapped into it yet. We haven't got, you know, in the guts and got underneath and got our fingernails dirty. Everyone alive today is doing the best they can based on the way they see the world. Their level of perception is driving the quality of their behavior. Some people raise their children to say, you know what? The world is your oyster. Go out and conquer and do great things. Make mistakes. It's okay. That's going to happen, but be great. And those kids go on to be self-assured and do great things because they really see the world as their oyster. Good, bad, or indifferent. And then there's people who teach their kids, don't make any mistakes. And every time they make a mistake, they get spanked. They get a beating. They get whooped. They get popped. They get yelled at. They get talked down. They get discouraged. No one supports them. The things they want to do, oh, that's silly. And so what that does is it forges a child who grows into an adult who thinks, I can't do shit. I don't even want to try it. Because when I did try it, I would get my hand popped. I'd get cussed out when I did make a mistake. And so they live in this very small, limited box of a reality. And it shows. Their money is small. How they see themselves is small. They won't even really, after a certain age, they won't even aspire for anything more because they just have been beat down. So to the point, they've beat themselves down. Everyone alive today is doing the best they can based on what they know. And their level of perception is driving the quality of their behavior. Don't judge them. It's not our job to judge people. Understand them with flying colors. Understand people with flying colors. Your elite performance routines. What's going to make you the best of the best or just make you better than average and better than you were yesterday? Better than who you were last year? Better than who you were a few years ago? It will not work if you don't do the work to make it work. Your past was perfect preparation for your progress and gorgeous future. Honor it versus regret it. Do it with flying colors. So what if the relationships didn't work? The job didn't work. You applied for something, you didn't get it. Oh well, on to the next, right? It's preparing you for your next journey, your next assignment, your next relationship, your next job, your next adventure, your next expedition. Do it with flying colors, right? The toxic people, and when I say toxic, I'm talking about people who every time you get on the phone with them, they're not talking about shit. They're gossiping, talking about other people, talking about, you know, the type of people who will talk all this shit about somebody and then go and hang with them. Hey, girl. And as soon as the friend walk away, that bitch, let me tell you about this bitch. Toxic. People who are talking, you know, they don't offer anything progressive. They don't offer anything constructive. They don't read. They don't learn anything new. They even the shit they send you is bullshit. It's not funny. It's not intelligent. It's just bullshit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. The toxic people you've allowed into your life are costing you your dreams. Send them back to the streets with flying colors immediately. Post stat. I don't know about you, but I am obsessed with making my life 100% richer, happier, wealthier, better in every way. And I am doing it with flying colors. And so I challenge you, take this with you. I challenge you, write a win list. This is an inventory that you're going to write with pen and paper. Yes, analog, go all the way analog so your brain gets pushed. And you're going to note the 25 victories you created over 2022. 25 victories that you created over 2022, this past year. What are 25 wins that you had? Write them down. Draw your perfect new year. Just get a large piece of paper. I mean, big as you can. Large piece of paper and get some crayons. Yes, colors, flying colors. And like a child with eyes of utter wonder, map out your ideal year in courageous detail. I mean, get gutsy with that shit. You feel me? Get like crazy with it. What kind of car are you trying to drive? What vacations you trying to go on? Do you want a new car, a new house? Do you want a new wardrobe? Do you want a new woman, a new man? Do you see yourself with a new soulmate? Do you see yourself with a new career? Maybe you're starting a new business that you're going to make your first million. Perhaps you're going to meet a billionaire who's going to inspire you and give you access to a world you never knew existed. You're going to travel to different cities. What cities are you going to travel to? Where you write all these things out with those crayons. Draw pictures, colors, symbols. This is not the same as a vision board. We're not getting out, cutting up somebody else's vision and pictures and photographs that somebody else took. This is coming from your pure imagination, like a child. Map out your ideal year in detail. Do not think small here. Do it with flying colors. I even say, write out what your perfect day and your perfect weekends are going to look like. Set your monthly five, on the other side of the paper. Record your five priorities for each month of 2022. So for January, what are the five things that you need to get done to make this happen? For February, what are the five things? If your goal is, you know what, I plan on losing 75 pounds, okay? January, I need to be losing 5 pounds. February, I need to be losing 7 pounds. Map it out. Whatever your thing is. They can be personal or professional. Just get them down so your best nature can start sensing opportunities to make them happen. You're going to wake things up in your dormant creative reality. And you now have a tool you can use for regular review. It's like a syllabus or manifest. Do a life detox audit. What this is, the negative people, the pursuits you dislike, the shit you're doing, and you really don't want to do it. You're not feeling it like you used to be feeling it, right? You outside, but you ain't that outside. The negative people, the pursuits you dislike, and the environments that deplete your joy are costing you fortunes of income. Do you hear me? It's costing you empires of impact. Every hour and day and week that you spend with a motherfucker that ain't going nowhere is time you cannot get back. Release these success bandits and these energy bandits and energy vampires from your orbit. Post that with flying colors. Run the 60-minute student routine. Spending 60 minutes every day learning and growing is an absolute game changer, bar none. So what that means is every day, it could be a different time every day. It could be the same time every day. It could be an hour, the hour before you go to bed. It can be you wake up an hour earlier before you get your day started, before the kids are up, before, you know, you got to get up and start getting ready for work or whatever. An hour. Whether that's reading, meditating, doing yoga, working out, going for a run, going for a walk, working on journaling, working on your business plan, working on just whatever is going to teach you something new and something you can track. The more you know, the better you can do. I would recommend getting your hands on the best books you can find, or listen to audiobooks, or listen to lectures. But they gotta be things that motivate you, uplift you, inspire you, and teach you something. Not some shit that's gonna make you feel a way, have you angry and worked up. Education, learning, growing, stretching, expanding. This is about expansion. It's your brain cells, son. It's your brain cells. The more you know, the better you can do. And the faster you'll grow, the higher you'll fly. Schedule a daily period to invest in your personal development and mastery of your craft. Okay? Build this right into your daily schedule for the next 90 days. Yes, 90 days. Because that's how long it takes to start a habit and get it ingrained in your reticulum, if you will. Because the things that get scheduled are the things that get done. If it's not on the calendar, if it's not written down, it's not going to happen. Get dialed in with the best books, podcasts, lectures, art galleries, conversations you can access and afford. This is vital. I remember one year we had a bucket list of all, every month we had a bucket list of places we wanted to go, restaurants we wanted to try, new, you know, excursions to go hiking or museums, whatever your thing is, and you know what your thing is. Vital. Make your dream collage. Picture, seduce your subconscious mind on the benefits of your vision. Want to get ridiculously fit fast in 2022? I mean, you want to get fit, like, fine. Find images of your ideal body. And you may have to go back in the crates and find some old pictures of you. Find the foods you'll eat and the new lifestyle you'll embrace. For some, it's time to go keto. For some, it's time to go vegan, vegetarian. For some, it's time to get rid of the dairy. For some, it might be you want to just do green smoothies every day. You want to do alkaline and go strictly alkaline. For some, it's just cut out sodas, right? Just cut out sugar. Cut out salt. You know what your nemesis is. But find your images of your ideal body and the food you'll eat and the new lifestyle you'll embrace. Amp to become the undisputed heavyweight champion of your market this year. Get some pictures and glue them onto a large sheet. This is, now we're getting into the vision board type of thing, but not quite. Do this for all your core ambitions over the next 12 months. So instead of having one vision board with just a patchwork of different shit, you're going to have one that's, this is for your career, and this is what your career is going to look like. You have one that's for your physical, your body. This is what your mind and your body are going to be looking like. And then you have one for your relationships, right? Do this for all your core ambitions. It might be 3, it might be 5, it might be 7 for some, it might just be 2. Then put the collage in a place where you can see it often, every day. Either put it on your mirror, put it in your bathroom, over the toilet, put it next to your bed. But as positive psychologists now have hard data confirming that triggers and cues are powerful forces to reshape daily behavior. Okay? Take a wonderful walk. Now you're super clear on what needs to happen for 2023. To be epic, because clarity breeds mastery. Now you want to start going for long walks out in nature. And many of the most creative and productive people and artists from history ran the ritual of nature walks. As you step, reflect on the opportunity of this new coming year. Don't wait until December 31st. Don't wait until January to do this. Start now, because by the time you blink, we're going to be in 2023 and it'll be like March, and you'll be like, damn, what is she saying in that podcast? Resolve to forgive those who have hurt you. They made you stronger and more noble. Thank them. And thank them and send them love and light. Commit to letting go of what no longer serves you. It got you to here, but no more. Promise yourself that the next 3 months, yes, 90 days, the next 3 months, you'll stay with your plans no matter what walls show up. I don't care what pandemic might come. I don't care about the interest rates, the economy. I don't care who's in office, who's out of office. I don't care what scandals come up. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Because things are going to come up. Walls are going to show up. That's inevitable. And lastly, create your morning declaration. Come up with a 3-paragraph statement to remind yourself of who you are at your best. At your best, you are love, right? How you wish to live each day. Master the day and you recode your life and what you vow to stand for in the world. Reciting this out loud when you first wake up, reverse hypnotizes your brain and heart so you delete negativity and bring on your audacity. Bring the audacity, baby. Bring the audacity. Bring it. Do it with flying colors. Love and light. Thank you so much for listening.